Very first question, can you define filthy in your own words?
Filthy or like filth, or like, you know what I mean? Because as far as my rap genre, like filth, I guess it's just my rap style. You know, it's what I bring to the table. I want it to be, when other people think about filth, I want them to think about G-Mo, you know? Like, and it doesn't necessarily have to be like, you know, you don't take a shower and shit like that. It's just my rap style, which is, you know, I feel like my shit is horrorcore, but mixed with a little gangster rap, mixed with a little comedy, you know, and I call it filth. I don't want people to just be like, yo, he's a horrorcore rapper, you know what I mean? Or he's a this type of rapper. You know, I call my shit filth.
I feel you on that, man. And what age did you first start writing, you know, filthy lyrics?
Man, ever since I first tried to rap, which was, I don't know, I was probably like 5 or 6.
Wow.
My brother and my cousin, they would be rapping and shit. They'd be rapping in my brother's room, and I just wanted to be a part of it. But I'm so fucking young, I'm like 5 or 6. They didn't take me serious. But, you know, when they were fucking around and they was like, you know, spit some shit, or they let me rap or anything, like, all I could think to do is hit somebody with an inanimate object or just some kind of physicality, you know, because honestly, all I was doing back then was watching cartoons, and that's all Tom and Jerry did was, like, beat the shit out of each other, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that, you know, fucking somebody up is cool or nothing, but, you know, I don't know, that shit was what I watched on TV and what I saw, you know, and what I like. I love Tom and Jerry, and all they did was, like, fuck each other up with bowling balls or fucking, like, put his fucking tail in a waffle iron or something, and I don't know. That's all I knew to rap about. You know, when I rap, I'm going to fuck shit up. I don't know. That's always been my mind state. I thought that was right.
That's a great answer, man. I grew up on Tom and Jerry, too. Cartoon Network for the win.
Yeah.
What inspires you to keep striving to be the filthiest rapper alive?
Oh, well, shit. Just staying true to me. That's something that I always want to do. Like, I'm not afraid to tell people what I like. You know, like, I put Super Smash Bros. In my raps. I put Dragon Ball Z in my raps. You know, and I also exercise the fact that, you know, I don't like to be fucked with or whatever, you know. I'll defend myself. So some people get it twisted, like, you know, is he hard or is he a fucking geek or something, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I can't let that confusion stop me from being me. You know what I'm saying? So even the people that are like, man, all he raps about is this and that, all he does is this and that, like, that, I understand where they're coming from, but I can't let that stop me from doing what I like, you know? So everything that I put in my music, that shit starts from my heart, you know what I mean? Like, that shit that I like. I'm not afraid to fucking put Super Smash Bros. In my shit and then talk about, you know, me and the Inf Gang fucking somebody up. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, salute to being yourself, man. More artists need to be like that, for real.
Yeah, so I gotta stay the filthiest rapper alive because, shit, man, that's where I started. That's, you know, like, you know, if I was a little kid and I was raised a different way or something, or I was more sheltered or something, you know, maybe I'd be the fucking greatest singer alive or some shit, you know what I'm saying? But it just turns out, you know, the filth chose me.
Right on, right on. And what's it like to be a fishy part of the Magic Entertainment family?
Yo, it's fucking, it's dope. You know, I could honestly say, it's like, it's better than I expected, which I'm not trying to say I had low expectations, but just, I've been in this shit for a long time, and I've dealt with a lot of different people. You know, so, and, you know, my fans know that shit doesn't usually go over too well because motherfuckers don't be keeping it real, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers don't have your best interest at heart, like, most of the time, you know what I mean? But these motherfuckers, Magic Ninja, George, fucking everybody, like, they good, you know what I mean? Like, I knew as soon as I got the contract and I read it, I was like, oh, these some good people for sure. they some good people for sure, like, nigga, for sure. You know what I mean? And it was just like that. And when I went to hang out with them and shit, it was like, yep, you know, I hung out with Twisted, and I could identify with them. I'm like, okay, these some hood niggas for sure, yeah. Like, you know, and I don't even know if they, you know, I don't want to, you know, try to have people think how they are. Nothing, but, you know, I identify with them. I was like, for sure, these motherfuckers, I fucks with these motherfuckers, you know? And it was better than I expected on those grounds, you know?
Well, congratulations, man. And can you express the exact feelings that went through your mind when Twisted was like, come aboard?
It was crazy, you know, when, like, George and them, I didn't expect them to do that. You know what I mean? Like, George, he hit me up to get on some shows with them, and that was it. And I went and I got on those shows. It was three shows. It was one in Chicago, one in Cleveland, and the last one was in Grand Rapids. And in the Chicago show, I felt like, you know, I didn't do too well. You know what I mean? Like, it was my first time performing in a theater and the sound and everything. Like, you know, I didn't do too well. But the second night, you know, in Cleveland, I killed it. But I fucking came out on stage and was like, what up, Chicago? And I was in Cleveland. So I was like, fuck, you know, but I killed it that night, you know, but I was like, shit, I just can't get a perfect show. And then Grand Rapids, it was the perfect one. You know what I mean? It was the perfect one. But when I went home, I just felt like, damn, you know, like, damn, like, I wanted to ace that whole shit. You know what I mean? Like, not thinking that I want to sign with them or nothing, but, you know, they showed me that they have a big audience and, you know, we get this shit cracking. So I was like, man, we should have killed the whole thing. But when they called me and was like, yo, what you think about, you know, signing and fucking with us? I was like, damn, they fucked with it. They genuinely did. You know what I mean? And, you know, that was just a good, it was like a pat on the back for me. Like, you know, I'm just doing my job and shit, you know, and that shit's paying off. You know, that's all.
Hell yeah, to all that, man. Wow, that's pretty cool. And, you know, how was your experience performing at your very first gathering a few years ago?
Yo, I'm glad you asked that, because I have a story, you know, that I've been wanting to tell people, you know what I mean? But last year, when I performed at the gathering, you know, that shit was sick, you know, because that up-and-comer stage, it's still the grind, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, shit, I made it to the gathering, yeah, I'm on. Like, it's still a grind, you know what I mean? Because you go there and you see the other people that get invited to the underground stage, and they might not have a crowd. And then you see, like, bands that are performing on the underground stage, and they're running around with flyers, you know, for their time spot. Like, yo, come see me at 3 a.m., you know what I mean? You gotta come see me. And, I didn't have to do shit like that. Like, I just had to stay focused, and it seemed like when I showed up, you know what I mean, and I jumped on stage, like, motherfuckers was there, and they was like, yo, what's up, G-Mo? Like, what you got for us, you know? And it was like, that shit was dope, because I fucking did my thing, and the Juggalos accepted me, you know, because I was out there camping. Like, nigga, I was camping with the Juggalos, my nigga. I was in a hotel. I didn't have a trailer in the back. Like, I was out there, bro. Like, nigga, getting high as shit, you know, getting it cracking with everybody. And I think people really respected that. Like, they was like, yo, this little nigga hard. Like, you really, because the myth is, you know, you got hella motherfuckers telling me, like, yo, you going to the gathering? Be careful and all that shit. I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm the filth master, cuz I do this shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's good. You know what I mean? As long as you show motherfuckers that you out there like them, they not gonna fuck with you, cuz it's all love out there. You feel me? But they gave me a lot of respect for that shit. And so the first gathering resonated well as fuck. And I never thought that I would be staffed at the next one. You know, that wasn't even in my plan or nothing, but it shit was tight.
Wow, dude. Hell yeah, man. That's awesome. Definitely. I feel you on that.
I got a story, though, if you don't mind me, going off on a tangent.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Well, okay, so at the last gathering, right, me and my friends, we were hella loaded or whatever, and we was chilling at our camp, and everybody was going to see Twisted, you know, and I didn't know Twisted. Like, I didn't even know of him like that. Like, you know, because I just wasn't, you know what I mean? I just wasn't hip like that. And my homie Inner Demon was like, yo, we gotta go see Twisted because this nigga's about to go crazy and whoopie whoop. So we chilled for a second and then we went to go see Twisted, and I'm just seeing from the distance the big ass beach balls, you know what I mean? And they're fucking huge. And I'm like, yo, and I'm hella high, right? I'm like fucking tripping and shit. These beach balls, you know, they're in the fucking audience, everything's big, and like that shit was just dope, you know, and that was ingrained in my head. So this second gathering I was at, now that I'm signed with Twisted and shit, fucking they fucking text me during the gathering and was like, yo man, we want you to come backstage and help with the beach ball, like we want you to fucking help kick the beach balls into the crowd or whatever, you feel me? And it was like, that shit was just like a mind fuck, you know what I mean? Because I was like, damn, like how the fuck, you know what I mean? It's just like, that shit feels like magic, you feel me? And it was dope because when I watched Twisted, I was like, yo, these motherfuckers is raw. Like, they actually got that lyrical shit, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? That lyrical.
Definitely.
You know, but to think that the next year I'd be helping with those beach balls that I was seeing while I was on shrooms. And I was on shrooms this time. I swear to God, yo, I was fucking bloated. And they text me, like, yo, gee, we want you to come backstage and help with the beach ball. Like, yo, it was fucking full circle. Like, you feel me? Crazy.
Yeah, I was there, man. Definitely, man. It was a crazy time. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for that behind the story detail, man. That was pretty cool. Speaking behind the scene details, would you like to share one about your latest music video for G? You know, any behind the scenes stories?
Let me see. Man, I don't think there's too much, like, but overall, that shit was awesome, bro. That was one of my fucking favorite experiences working with them. Like, I went to L.A., and the guy, his name is Roy, and he's dope, you know what I mean? And it was like, never in my life, I've shot like 25 music videos or whatever. I have hella music videos, but never in my life have I ever, like, you know, they was like, what you need, you know what I mean? Tell us. Like, I wrote the whole treatment for my shit, and they really built all that shit, you know what I mean? Like, they built all that shit, and all the weapons I needed, and all the fucking bloody shit that I wanted, like, he was able to make that shit happen. And while we were doing it, you know, they just all had a lot of respect for me for writing my own treatment and knowing what to do. Like, I'm like, yo, but we need this. And, you know, Roy, he's on point. He knows exactly, you know, he's done his homework and shit. And that guy, you know, the director, he's done special effects and shit for, like, over 400 movies and shit. Like, you know what I mean? He fucking makes a lot of shit. Like, the Sinister guy, he made him. You know what I mean? Like, he makes hella shit. So,
wow. Yeah,
I was just honored, you know, I was really honored to just be able to work with the dude, you know what I mean? And they all fucking had a lot of fun, and it was like they were seeing the video live, now that everybody sees it and everybody thinks it's funny, because they all were just like cracking up at the shit that I was doing, and it was hella fun, you know what I mean? It was very fun.
Yeah, it looked like you had a lot of fun on that, man, and congratulations on reaching over 50,000 views, by the way. And can we discuss your frame of mind when you were writing the track for G? You know, what exactly was rushing through your head when you were writing those lyrics?
Dude, okay, let me tell the honest fucking truth, yo. That song, or that beat, I've had that beat for a long time from C-Lance, and because he just gave me a shitload of beats, and I would just write to them, and some of the songs I wouldn't complete, some of them I would, and, you know, the ones that I did complete made it on the Android 15, you know, when I decided I didn't want to make an album out of sample music, you know, but this beat was an original, you know, so I saved it, and I don't know, man, I would write to this shit. I've had it for years, you know, I would write to it, and I'd just be writing and brainstorming and shit, but I just couldn't find that shit, you know what I mean, for this beat. I just couldn't, and I knew the hook. I knew the whole G shit I wanted to do, like, you know, but for the bars, I just, like, you know, I just brainstormed. I'd take bars from this brainstorm and use them, you know, here and there on other shit. Like, this just was a monster that I've been writing this shit for a long time. And it's weird because one day that shit just all came to me, and it was around this time. You know what I mean? It just came to me with a breeze, and I just fucking banged that shit out.
Yeah, man, you went hard, dude. I specifically like the line about Donald Trump's wall surrounding you and the people. That was clever.
Appreciate that.
And then your upcoming MNE debut is obviously inspired by Dragon Ball, man. I mean, that. But and I'm a Dragon Ball fan, too. But what moment from Dragon Ball Z when the Spirit Bomb was used inspired the title to your album?
Well, honestly, I can't say that there was a specific moment that inspired, like a specific moment from Dragon Ball Z that inspired the name. It was just, the name really came from how I was feeling as an artist. You know what I mean? Like, I've been through a lot of shit. I feel like there's been a lot of motherfuckers that have blocked my path in a way, you know, that were able to enable me to do shit and just kind of marginalize me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I still just make these raps that's filthy and shit. You know, just I still do my same shit. Like, you know, I'm not gonna express myself like about all the fucked up shit I go through. You know what I mean? Like too often. Like, you know, I don't want to do that. And the Filthy Spirit Bomb is like, you know, the word spirit, like it's coming from the inside. Like, you know what I mean? This shit ain't just like got filth or filth this or filth that. Like, this is spiritual shit. You know what I mean? Like, I got some shit to say. And the Filthy Spirit Bomb just, it fucking, that, the whole essence of the Spirit Bomb from Dragon Ball Z, it just embodies everything that I want to do with the album. You know what I mean? Like, I want to, first of all, I need it to destroy people. And I need the energy from my fans, you know, like all the fans that have been giving me little energy here and there. Like, this is that moment. I need all the fans to give me all the fucking energy they possibly got so I could give them all the energy that I got, and we could use that shit to finally fucking break down these doors that these motherfuckers been putting up in front of me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about.
Wow, yeah, wow. Way to use Kira Toriyama into your lyrics, man. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, so, you know, here and there, I just kind of like, you know, just to keep it kind of album themed, I throw little Dragon Ball lines in there, you know what I'm saying? But I don't overdo it. But, you know, I do got some skits on there. It's very Dragon Ball themed, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's hilarious, but it's serious.
Well, it's clever too because you got the word filthy in there. You know, mostly a spear bomb is a pure-hearted thing, so it'd be interesting take on that to use the filthy lyrics into something like that's pure. So
yeah, exactly, because the filth is still gonna be there. Like, it's all filth, and I actually want to say it that, you know, I'm not like naming motherfuckers, but that also goes back to the fans. You know, if you've been a real fan and you've been watching this shit, you've been watching my moves, you've been seeing what I've been doing, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? But I know that I'm about to get a lot of clout after this shit, and I don't want to share that clout with none of these motherfuckers that I want to kill. You know what I'm saying? And I use that lightly. I mean, kill lyrically, you know what I'm saying? You know, body these motherfuckers lyrically, you know what I mean? But I don't want to fucking come out dissing these niggas, and then, you know, and then everybody's like, oh, that's what he's famous for, you know, like, no, because, like, but if you listen to it, the essence of what I'm saying and shit is personal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, right on. And then, you know, what other type of content can fans expect to hear within My Filthy Spirit Bomb? Obviously, you're going to have your trademark filthy lyrics, but are there any, like, subject matters you're expressing for the first time?
Man, to be honest with you, I feel like I revealed too much. Like, I really wanted people to hear it and then just kind of, like, just go with it, you know? Like, I don't even know.
And, you know, what do you want to set out to accomplish with this debut record? You know, what's your main goal?
Man, really, I just want to put out my first album and, you know, and keep going, because I'm already working on the second one.
Oh, wow. Which villain from Dragon Ball represents who you are as a recording artist?
Which character?
Or villain, or hero, whatever works for you.
Okay, I'd have to say Cell, because Cell is just that nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just that nigga, because, like, I don't want to put it out there like there's a lot of motherfuckers afraid of me, but a lot of motherfuckers know, don't fuck with the filth master, like, type of shit. And usually, when I go off on niggas, it's a one-sided fight, bro. Like, you know, I got too much energy from my fans. My fans are a fucking army themselves, you know what I'm saying? Like, them motherfuckers is ready. I ain't got no sucker fans. You know what I mean? So you don't want to take on these problems. And that's just like Cell. You know, nigga, come to the Cell games if you want to, nigga. You know what's happening over here, nigga.
Yeah, like for real. That whole arc was genius, so that's cool that you're able to connect with that like that. Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
And how important is it for an artist to have freedom of creativity and express themselves to the fullest without censorship getting in the way?
Man, that's everything, man. I mean, that shit is everything, man. And I've talked about this before, is that there's no fucking rap rule book. There's no rule book to art. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you'll see a lot of motherfuckers, and you know the whole Juggalo movement itself, you just see a lot of motherfuckers hating on a motherfucker that's rapping about some shit, some crazy comic book out of whack type shit. They'll discredit it and be like, man, I only rap what I live, you know, I only rap about what I know and what I experience, you know, so they'll fucking throw shade on niggas like me who use my creativity, you feel me, and, you know what I mean, shit like that. Fuck that, there's no rap rule book, cuz, like, nigga, don't matter, you know, making a song is the same as painting a picture, you know what I mean? Being an artist, you know, who the fuck cares what you draw on that shit? That shit could still end up in a museum. Most of that shit in a museum don't make sense. It's just fucking, it looks like a mess, like somebody just threw paint on a fucking joint and put it on the walls. And that's real art somehow, you know, but we gotta understand and respect that shit. So I don't care if you make a song about taking a shit. If you use the right lyrics and you make that shit funny or however you spit it and technically kill it, like, nigga, it's good. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so fuck all that, you know, censoring motherfuckers, discrediting motherfuckers because they don't rap what you like. You know, that's fucking obnoxious.
Wow. Thank you for that answer, man. That's deep. I like that. Yeah. And then, what current issues in today's society pisses you off the most?
Man, real shit. Y'all, you really want to get into this? Nigga, society got me fucked up right now. Real talk.
Right.
My whole shit is this whole, you know, Black Lives Matter, fucking police bullshit, all this crazy shit that's going on. And my main issue with it is, you know, poor people, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the motherfuckers that are screaming this All Lives Matter shit and being counter-progressive, you know, because it's just kind of like, yo, the police are killing everybody, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And not only that, but it don't matter who they're killing at an alarming rate, it's usually poor people. You know, and poor people make up the majority of this country. But if you got one group of poor people, you know, black people, that are like, you know, Black Lives Matter, yo, y'all killing us, and this is all we seeing on the news. And then you got the other group of poor people are like, wait, hold on, bro, all lives matter. You know, and now we're fighting each other, while the motherfuckers who put this plan in action is just sitting back letting that shit crack off. You know, like, we ain't even fighting them no more. We need all poor people of all races to be screaming, fucking, it don't matter if it's Black Lives Matter or not. If you poor, you a nigga. You feel me? We all niggas. That's how I feel about it, you know? But this, man, we splitting each other up in groups, but we all poor, though. And that's what it's about. They fucking up poor people. They killing poor people, you know? Because it's usually poor motherfuckers that don't know their rights. You know what I mean? Like, this shit is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
As a young black man, it's like, it's fucked up because, nigga, I'll be sitting here and, you know, probably have one of my homies that's not my race or something say some shit about how, you know, like, man, black lives don't matter when black people are killing black people. And it's like, yo, that shit is the dumbest shit I ever heard. Like, black on black crime, that shit has nothing to do with police. You feel me? Because if there was no black on black crime or black on white crime or crime at all, there would be no police anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, fuck that shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the perfect analogy is this. when terrorists kill Americans, you know, nobody's screaming, you know, everybody's acting like, you know, fuck, man, cry, American lives matter, you know what I mean? But when an American kills an American, the motherfucker just goes to jail, ain't nobody marching. It's the same as black on black crime, you know what I'm saying? When a black dude kills a black dude goes to jail, a black dude dies. When a cop kills anybody, they get away. That's the point, you know what I'm saying? And society got me fucked up, you know? Shit, straight up. You know, for real. I don't think you should ask me that one. Shit, I could talk all day about that.
It's all right, man. I agree with you. I'm with you on this. So thank you for the answer, man. And then, you know, if you had the chance to collect all the Dragon Balls back when it was only one wish, what would be your one wish?
I probably wish for my daughter to live forever.
That's a dope wish. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. Trying to get my baby immortality. You know what I'm saying?
Fresh answer, man. And then for the final question, what do you want to accomplish within the next 5-10 years?
Man, I just want to get my baby immortality. Real shit, no, for real. In the next 5-10 years, I just hope me and my baby and my family and shit is just good. You feel me? Because we've been hustling our whole life. You feel me? Shit ain't never been good. Niggas been hustling and struggling. You feel me?